Saturday, May the 8th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the WHO approves China's COVID-19 jab, and America reports disappointing jobs numbers. First, the week in brief. The World Health Organization approved a COVID-19 jab developed by Sinopharm, a Chinese firm for emergency use around the world. The WHO found it to be 79% effective in preventing symptomatic cases and hospital admissions in all adults. So far, the organization has authorized 6 jabs. Meanwhile, France's President Emmanuel Macron followed the lead of Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, and came out against patent waivers for coronavirus vaccines. The bigger problem, he said, was Anglo-Saxon countries blocking exports of the jabs. As many as 6.9 million people may have died of COVID-19 worldwide, double the official death toll. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington found that nearly every country underestimates its number of deaths. Many count only those that occur in hospital or as a result of a confirmed infection. Some 266,000 jobs were created in America last month, significantly below the 1 million expected. Both the unemployment rate and the number of unemployed people remained nearly unchanged at 6.1% and 9.8 million, respectively. Despite increasing vaccination rates and an easing of restriction measures, American businesses have struggled to recruit workers. Chinese exports soared by 32% in April compared with the same month last year. The economic recovery in America, combined with factory closures in other parts of the world, spurred demands for goods made in China. Chinese imports also jumped, rising by 43% compared with April 2020, the fastest growth since January 2011. Copper prices hit a record high. The commodity, seen as a bellwether for the health of the global economy, rose by 1.4% to $10,361 a ton, surpassing the previous peak set in 2011 during a commodities boom. Demand comes from China and the green transition in rich countries. The metal is needed for electric vehicles, wind turbines, and solar panels. Amnesty International redesignated Alexei Navalny, Russia's foremost opposition leader, as a, quote, prisoner of conscience. The human rights group was roundly criticized after it removed that status from Mr. Navalny in February, a move met with glee within the Kremlin. Amnesty had withdrawn its designation because Mr. Navalny had in the past made crude statements about illegal immigrants, views he later disowned. A federal grand jury indicted 4 former Minneapolis police officers on charges of violating the civil rights of George Floyd, a black man whose killing set off a summer of massive racial justice protests last year. Derek Chauvin, who was recently convicted of second and third degree murder and manslaughter after kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes, was among those indicted. Fact of the day. Over 50 monetary authorities, representing the bulk of global GDP, are exploring digital currencies. And corrections. We reported that IBM's new chip was projected to achieve 45% higher performance while using 75% less energy. That should have been 45% higher performance or 75% less energy, but not both at the same time. In another item, we referred to the Welsh Assembly. Since last year, it has been the Welsh Parliament. Apologies.